We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Todd Delaney. Todd, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here.
Todd, from being a professional baseball player to a true worshiper.
Yeah.
How'd you make the transition?
Well, man, I didn't know I was a worshiper until I gave my life to the Lord. And so that was the first step while I was playing ball. Actually, when I got released from the New York Mets, I found myself at the lowest place that I'd ever been before. And so I finally turned my life over to the Lord. And once I turned my life over to the Lord, I found out I had a gift to sing and share the gospel and worship God like I never knew I had. And from there, it just kind of took off, man.
What's with this thing with Rascal Flatts?
Nah, it's just a different sound, man, and it's a really clear sound. I enjoy listening to, like, you know, for one, the lead vocalist is amazing. He has amazing range. He sounds like he should be leading worship and worshiping God somewhere. And then the rest of the band, man, they're just really smooth, and the sound is really clear. I really appreciate it. You know, I don't know. It's something about clarity in the sound to me, man, that just grabs my attention.
Pulling Me Through.
Yeah.
Did you expect to get a Stella nomination first time out?
I wouldn't say I expected it, but I did. I was confessing it. You know what I mean? I was saying stuff. I don't know if, you know, if I even knew what I was saying, but I remember telling the label that I was signed to at the time, Gold Street Gospel. I was telling them, I said, man, if you give me a chance to put my song out, you know, I believe it's going to bless the people. I believe it's going to be really big. So I didn't think about Stella Award nominating, but I did think it was going to be huge. And every time I do something, I try to keep that mindset to try to think whatever I'm going to do, it's going to be huge.
What role did Smokey Norfolk play in your journey, Todd?
He was a mentor, and, like, he helped me tremendously in the transfer from baseball to worshiping God to being a worship leader to being a man of God. So he kind of just made that transition for me really, really easy, because when I was getting ready to make the decision not to play ball anymore, I needed someone to kind of coach me in how to conduct myself in the kingdom, how to conduct myself as a man of God, because, you know, where I came from and coming from the sports world, you know, things were handled differently. You know what I mean? You handle things, you know, like if somebody said something out of pocket, you were quick to fight. In the kingdom of God, it's very different. And so I needed someone to kind of coach me through that. And Smokey played the biggest role ever, and he just took me by the hand and guided me through that process.
You're getting ready to release Trusting in Me.
Trusting in you.
I'm sorry.
God.
Trusting in you. Trusting in God.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Right now, it's just the song of my heart because I found myself in some, you know, difficult situations while I was while I'm right now getting my feet wet in the music industry. And I just kind of was wrestling and trying to make things happen on my own. And then I just finally said, you know what? I'm going to just lay back and I'm going to let God do it. And trust in God. And so this song is just saying, and with everything that I have, even though things are getting crazy, even though crime rate is crazy, even all of that stuff, I made my mind up that I'm just going to trust God, and he's got everything under control.
Now that you're in the industry and you're making headway in the industry, How does it feel when you're backstage or at a conference or somewhere, when you meet the likes of a Ty Tribute or Yolanda Adams or a lot of notable folks in the business, and folks know who Todd Delaney is?
Praise God. Well, man, I'm telling you, it's humbling, to say the least. I mean, I take it because I ran into Kim Burrell while I was in the airport, and I just wanted to meet her, and I just wanted to say hi and how much her ministry blessed me for years and years, and I didn't expect her to have a clue who I was. So I met her just like, hi, how are you? God bless you. And I just wanted to meet you. And she was like, oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. And what's your name? And I just said, my name's Todd. I just say my first name because I'm not expecting her to know me at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, my name's Todd, man. Uh-huh. And I actually sing as well, I told her. And she's like, oh, okay, well, what's your full name? What's your name? And you know, I was like, my name's Todd Delaney. And she just screams out, boy, stop kidding with me. Stop playing with me. She says, my niece loves your music, blah, blah. And I said, oh, my goodness. So at that time, man, I just had to stop and just thank God, because I said, I don't even realize how great God is making my name. I mean, because I'm just working. My face is down and I'm working hard. So it takes a situation like that for me to even realize, wow, God is really blessing you. So it humbled me and it makes me realize, wow, things are really changing in my life.
This time out, what can we expect in trusting in you?
This time, it's going to be really more of the same. My vein is worship. My vein is releasing a clear sound unto God, a pure sound unto God. And so I don't think I ever really want to go away from that. You know what I mean? Unless God, you never know what God is going to do over years, but it's going to be more of the same, just intimate worship songs, anthems that you can sing on the front end of your service to just really evoke the presence of God to come into the house so things like miracles, signs, and wonders can break out.
What's more grueling, being in the minors, trying to break into the majors, or being in the music industry?
I would say being in the minors because, the business there is a little bit more cutthroat than being in the gospel and even just trying to spread the gospel. I think that if I was doing this just as a job and as a gig, I think that it would be harder. But because my mindset is really first ministry and then the music second, it's really easy for me to kind of deal with like setbacks or deal with when things don't go my way, all the time. And so, because my mindset isn't, I want to make a hit. My mindset is, man, I really want this song to be a blessing to the body of believers and to people who really desire to have a relationship with Christ. And so when my mindset is like that, you can't fail. You know what I'm saying? Because you're just thinking about, man, I'm just trying to give God glory. So how can I fail at that? And so, with that, it's just a lot of success has come with it. So, but with baseball, it's just like, hey, either you're going to play well or you're not. And if you don't, somebody else, whether they're from the United States or from any other country, is going to take your place.